Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as values. I am going to light some sage just to clear our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to start to deepen your breath and close your eyes or soften your vision. And as that breath deepens, just notice, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How's this week gone? And as I cleanse our shared space, just keep that breath nice and deep, really feeling the healing energy of the sage come through. Here in a moment, I am going to ask you to share a breath with me. And when I do, I want you to make that breath the deepest of the day so far. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath and really fill up your lungs, fill up your belly like it's a balloon, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. All of the people that are here across space and time, sharing this breath, sharing this ritual. You may allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern. Feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed, whichever you prefer. As I begin to shuffle our cards for today, tune back into that theme of philosophy that manifests as your values. How strong do you feel in your values? Do you feel unclear in them? Do they feel unwavering? I think a healthy amount of curiosity here is good, but interesting to think about. As always, this reading is for the collective, for what we need today. And our card is the Nine of Swords upright. Another repeat from last week that is upright instead of in reverse. And again, I'll describe it for our audio listeners. The Nine of Swords upright is this person who is sitting up in bed, head in hands, clearly distraught. It is completely dark in the room, and the Nine Swords are kind of hovering behind them. It is so interesting to get this card upright now this week. There's some tension in our philosophy. I think this is a call to really step back and reflect if we are living in accordance with our values. We can have grace for ourselves, but really take into consideration, what does your philosophy mean to you? Socrates says the unexamined life is not worth living. And I think that this is a call to start to examine it. And not just from a flippant place, but from a place of real purpose. Are we showing up as the person we want to be? I think, of course, within this, we need to have a healthy dose of grace. This is not a reason to beat yourself up for anything, but the Nine of Swords also carries a lot of guilt with it. Is there something that's quite literally keeping you up at night? I think moving into our mantra for today, the mantra is going to be, I am brave. When we feel guilt, doubt, self-doubt, wavering, uncertainty, kind of a thunderstorm in our head, the best thing we can do is be the soft place for ourselves to land. Yes, it is a call to be strong in those values. But in order to do that, we must be brave, we must be courageous, and we must be the person that holds ourselves accountable and holds ourselves gently. We are going to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, we are going to repeat our mantra of I am brave. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in, and exhale, I am brave. And I really want you to feel it, like almost like as a tightening in your abs, right? That you are brave, you are. You have all of the tools you need already inside of you to do whatever this is. You deserve more than this, more than to wake up in the middle of the night with your head in your hands, realistically or symbolically. Know that at the end of the day, you have all of the power. Today, I want our practice to be related to our mantra. Anytime you feel whatever feeling has manifested that this card kind of represents to you today, I want you to acknowledge the feeling, acknowledge what has occurred. Let it arise, breathe through it, and then meet it with our mantra of I am brave. And feel the way that fortifies you against these worries. We can all only do our best. And you're doing your best. I promise you, you are. We all are. So yeah, get real with yourself. But also know that you are the one that you can rely on through these hard times. Show yourself how you can rely on the person that you have become. Thank you all so much for being here today and being a part of our daily ritual. Let us know in the comments down below what your number one value is. Also, please share this ritual with someone who would really enjoy it or who may need this reminder today. Thank you all so very much for being here. I am looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. And until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like, leave us a comment, leave us a 5-star review, rating. Any and all engagement is truly the best way to show your support for the Cohere Collective and our Daily Ritual. If you want even more from Cohere, head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to see all of our other content and offerings over there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.